You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
How defining a week is this in your season? What do you want to see from your players tomorrow night?
A performance that put us in the Champions League semi-final, and all the preparation has been to achieve that, and we have earned it. We have earned it for 10 months and everything that we did last season to start that journey in the Champions League after so many years, and tomorrow I have an unbelievable opportunity to make it happen.
Okay, John Cross from the Mirror.
Hello, Mikel. What's the atmosphere been like since Sunday? Is it a dressing room that's immediately determined to kind of put the record straight and embrace this challenge? What's it been like?
I'll throw the game away and the one that we played a few days ago, because regardless of that result, it's going to have no impact in what's going to happen tomorrow. Refocus and start to build the confidence, the trust, the understanding of the performance that we have to put tomorrow to beat them and be through in the tie.
Okay, Sammy Mockwell from the Mail.
Hi.
Do your players to take the emotion out of the occasion, or is it a case that you actually want them to use that kind of raw emotion to thrive in that hotbed of pressure?
Emotion is needed in football. Is tweaking it, tweaking and touching the right button in the right time for the team to be always stable, be hyped when it has to be hyped. And I think we did that really well in London, because after scoring the first goal, we had a game that we had a big chance to score the second one, and then suddenly in 5-10 minutes they are ahead, and we were really controlled, really mature, not to throw everything away in that moment, find our rhythm, our moment, to score a really good goal, and the reaction of the team was straight away to try to score the third one.
Ian from the BBC.
Mikel, many of your players haven't been involved at this stage of the competition before, yet Bayern have lost their last three quarterfinals of the Champions League, so you could say that they're scarred by failure. How do you approach it, and how do you alleviate the pressure from your players for such a big game?
Well, as you said, most of our players, they haven't experienced a night like this, and it's going to be the first one, and they are super motivated, they are prepared, they feel confident. And it's something that tomorrow we're going to have to show against an opponent, as you said, that have this experience, but we want to make it happen.
Mark from PA.
Hi. A few times this season about how you and this team changed recent history, going to the Etihad, going to Anfield, where you've had poor records. You've had a poor record here as well, but do you and the players look at those performances and ending those sort of runs as an example of what you can do here tomorrow?
We have to change it, and the opportunity comes there. There's a lot of things that we can do to write that story very differently tomorrow. We know that, and it's going to be about putting a very, very strong performance, collective and individually, to earn the right to win the semi-final.
James from ESPN.
Hi, Mikel. Do you think you can go for it here, or are we likely to see a more kind of disciplined performance like City away, where you try and stay in the game and it's more sort of cagey?
Well, depending as well in their approach. For sure, I want my team to be ourselves, regardless of the stadium. Sometimes you want to do certain things, the opponent doesn't allow you to do it, but we want very clear how we're going to play the game, where we want to play that game, and what is going to give us the best chance to win it.
Gentlemen in the glasses.
Hi, Mikel. In Germany, everybody's talking about Xabi Alonso and Bayer Leverkusen and how they are dominating the league and were able to dominate Bayern. I would like to know, did you analyze Xabi's Leverkusen in order to prepare for the game tomorrow? And did you have the chance to speak to Xabi to ask him for some advices?
Well, first of all, big congratulations to Xabi and Granit because it was our play as well. So happy for them and very impressed for what they've done. And I congratulate him, obviously, because we are good friends and because I'm really happy for them. But that's a different story. We don't face their competition regularly, and it's a Champions League tie, so the game is very, very different.
Sam from the Telegraph.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
Just ask you, if I can, about this slightly weird situation that seems to be brewing with Alex Zinchenko and the fans, and some of them even seem to jeer when he came off at the weekend. And it seems to be a thing that's sort of bubbling away. Are you aware of that? What do you make of it, and what would you say to any fans who doubt Alex?
That we love Alex, that is giving us so much. He has given us a lot, and he's a player with different qualities, with an unbelievable courage to play football in any circumstances. And as we always demand, to stay with our players, give them support, because for sure they're going to perform better.
Simon from the Standard.
Mikel, when you've got people now saying this is the point where Arsenal faded last year, this is the point where they fade away, is that something that you block out from the team so they don't hear that noise, or do you say, look, this is what people are saying about you, prove them wrong?
I cannot control that. I cannot take their phones, their TVs away, the people around them. We didn't lose anything last year because we didn't win anything. And first of all, you have to win it, and then maybe you can lose it. What we had is an unbelievable journey against the best team in the world here and in Europe in the last 7 years. And this is where we want to be. Are we not satisfied? We want to be better. And that's the level that we are competing with. So we'll try again our best till the last day to try to bring those cups and be successful.
Jordan from the Sun.
Hi, Mikel. Hi. How important is it to get the team right from the start? In the first leg, you brought off Kiwior at half-time. There are some issues. Just how much have you been thinking about it, and how crucial is it that you get key positions right?
Yeah, every game we will try to make the best possible decision regarding the moments that the players are in, the opponent, the scenario, a little bit considering every fact, and not only to start the game, but as well how the game can develop in relation to game state, and that's what we planned.
Okay, Kai from Football London.
Just following on from Sam's question about Alex, he's got 2 years left on his contract, sort of that time traditionally where you make a decision on the player's future. I just wondered, have you made any decisions on Alex's future?
Now the decision is to be focused on the Champions League quarterfinals to be through tomorrow.
Got a gentleman here.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
Bukayo Saka and Martin Odegaard had some issues on the game against Aston Villa. Are they an option for the game tomorrow?
What do you think? Hopefully, today, obviously, we had only less than 48 hours to recover from the game, and we've done very, very little training. So we'll assess them tomorrow and see how they are.
Okay, we'll do the last two now. Firstly, over here.
Hi.
After the first leg, Ødegaard mentioned there were sometimes a bit of hard and difficult working conditions for him, bit of man marking at times. In what way is that something you have addressed before this match?
Well, I think they are very used to that. It's a lot of teams. When we played a few days ago against Aston Villa, the holding midfielder had very similar behaviors. It's normal that free up other spaces, other players, and I think they are very, very much understanding that certain situations open up others.
Okay, finally, we'll go to Nick from The Guardian.
Yeah. Just how transformative would a result, a win tomorrow be? Obviously, it's been 15 years without a semi-final. I mean, would this be a result that brings the club onto the next level, makes a real statement like that?
Absolutely, it would be unbelievable. If we make it happen tomorrow, we are in the semi-final, we'll be in a really high emotional state, with something that we haven't achieved as a club for the last 15 or 17 years, and that's the opportunity.
Okay, thanks everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow
and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.